Dean Smith was the head men's basketball coach at North Carolina from 1961 to 1997. He led the Tar Heels to 11 Final Fours, 23 straight NCAA tournament appearances, and he retired with 879 wins and two national titles. But Smith's struggle with Alzheimer's has made it increasingly difficult for the former coach to remember his accomplishments. Tommy Tomlinson has written a story for ESPN about Dean Smith titled Precious Memories. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
Please describe for us the circumstances of Dean Smith's life now.
Well, for the past 7 years, maybe even longer, he's been struggling with various forms of dementia. His wife describes it as basically a combination of Alzheimer's, elements of Parkinson's disease, other types of dementia. She sums it up in two words, relentless loss. And that has been his situation over the last several years. He's gone from having a prodigious memory where he could remember names and dates and people's children to a point where now most days he doesn't remember anything at all.
You make that point in the article very dramatically when he walks by a room where somebody's watching a film of a game from how many decades ago? Tell us that story.
Right. This was a story that Dave Hanners, who played and coached under Dean, told me. So there was a day when Dave was going through some old films, and Dean happened to walk by, and this was in 1989, and Dean happened to walk by and glance at the film, and he said, you know, in just a minute, there's going to be a play where one of our players runs a backdoor cut and gets a layup, and the next time they go down the floor, he and the passer are going to switch, and the other guy's going to pass, and he's going to make the layup. And Hanners looked at him and said, Coach, when was the last time you looked at this? And he said, well, probably the day after the game. Well, the game was from 1963. So it had been 26 years since Dean had even glanced at this film, but he knew immediately exactly what was going to happen next.
You learned that Dean Smith's former assistant, Bill Guthridge, prefers to avoid Smith these days because, as he told you, it just breaks my heart. How have Smith's former players handled his decline?
Well, there's been a range of emotions. Some players came to see him once and realized he didn't remember them anymore. They sort of left in tears sometimes and have been hesitant to call back because they just don't know what that interaction is going to be like. Other players and other coaches have been pretty consistent about showing up. Phil Ford, who's a great player in the 70s for Dean, has been probably the most consistent person to show up there. He's got a son who goes to Carolina. Dean still visits the basketball office 3 times a week. Comes in to read it, look at his mail and look at books and just kind of be there for people to see him. And Phil Ford comes by quite a bit to see him and talk to him there. And sometimes they just sit there in silence and enjoy each other's company.
Tommy, I would like to conclude this conversation on an up note if we can. Tell us something about what joy Dean Smith still finds in life. And as I understand it, music is often a key element on those occasions.
Yes, for lots of people with dementia, there have been lots of studies that show that music is sort of one thing that sticks when lots of other memories go away. There was a great moment a year or two ago when a family friend, a guy named Billy Barnes, came over to play some songs for Dean. He played for 30, 45 minutes, and Dean was starting to get restless a little bit. And Billy said, well, let me play you one more song. And so he played the North Carolina alma mater and the fight song. And at the end of every Carolina basketball game, win or lose, everybody stands up for the fight song and the alma mater. So the moment Billy started playing this song, Dean jumped up, and he waved to his wife, Linnea, and he said, we have to stand up. And from memory, Dean sang the entire alma mater and the entire fight song. And it's something that his family still hopes for and still searches for and still finds every now and then, those moments when the old Dean still rises to the surface.
For ESPN, Tommy Tomlinson wrote the essay Precious Memories about former UNC head basketball coach Dean Smith. You can find a link to that story at onlyagame.org. Tommy, thanks very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure, Bill.